Okay, it's a privilege for me to introduce a man I highly regard and respect. Mr. Garcia is a managing partner of Ramon F. Garcia & Company, and he is a certified, of course, public accountant. And he's the Ramon F. Garcia Company that he is managing is one of the leading accounting and a consultancy firm in the Philippines. He is also an MBA graduate of Ateneo de Manila. Wow. So as far as competency and expertise is concerned, he's the man. I mean, the areas of competencies that he has: financial management, controllership, evaluation and design, audit and examination. So siya po yung nag-audit sa atin. Kaya po, love ko rin si Mr. Garcia. Okay, so he's also on taxation and tax planning, corporate reorganization, business valuation, all of these things. And not only he is a man of integrity, at the same time, he is part of our family, spiritual family. So, and what else? He also completed training in Chicago. He trained for merger and acquisition. Talagang corporate na corporate and the thing. And that's really one of our culture, right? To be a professional organization. So without much further ado, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ramon F. Garcia. Yeah.
Thank you, Carol. Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. So I'm very sorry I was late. All things works together for good. The reason why it is so good because I heard the presentation of Pastor Nixon, and then I will be able to connect. Now we talk about here financial control and management, and when you talk of financial control and management, it is really a discipline. So when you talk of discipline, it means even if you don't want, you have to do it. That's why you have to be disciplined. Okay. So before that, Pastor Nixon talked about being a good steward. Our firm is the external auditor of BCF and Enly. And the reason why Carol and Gigi and the other in accounting is really pushing you, it is because we are pushing them. We are the one that tells them, hindi pwede to. Especially on the advances for liquidation. So talagang baka, ano yan, oh, ang tagal na nito, bakit hindi ito? Why? Because Pastor Steve told me, and very vividly, that Mon, it is in your hand, just make sure that the accounting, the financial management of the church is run properly. And that's why I always tell my staff, this is what Pastor Steve had told me, and we have to make sure that things are properly run. And that's why Pastor Steve is really detached, and that's why I really have to comply with that because of the responsibility that was given to us. Okay, so, and being a donor institution, that means a donor institution that has a very good financial management and control system is being loved by the donor. Ibig sabihin nun, hindi nakakatakot na mag-donate kasi alam nila that every centavo of the donation will go to its proper place, hindi wasted. Okay, and that's the reason why you are a PCNC certified, PCNC adapt. Philippine NGO Certification Corporation. Anyway, so I would like to, next slide, please. So I just want to give you an illustration on the simple financial management concept. Okay? So paki-click lang ito para gagalaw. Ito lang mismo, may click. Gagalaw siya. Oh, ayaw. Ay, hindi gumalaw. Anyway, so this is a simple illustration of how you on the financial management side. Okay, here, this is the cash inflow. Assuming we have a faucet, okay, and we have a drum, okay. So if you want to have an extra, the faucet or the cash inflow, meaning to say these are the sources of your funds, and then of course you pour it into your drum, and there are outlet here, okay, and the outlet, one outlet would be a coming for your legitimate expenses, okay. So that means you need a source of fund and you use this fund properly. However, if you have a lot of wastage, assuming maraming butas yan, okay, pag maraming butas yan, what will happen is that your cash inflow will not be able to fund your legitimate expenses. So that means maraming wastage yan, okay? Kanya importante, that's why the reason why we have to have a control so that we will be able to plug all the loopholes of the wastages. And imagine if you have a good control on all your legitimate expenses and the cash inflow will be greater than yung illustration sana nito, then this one will overflow and you will have a savings. Okay. So kung mas malakas ang pasok niyan, of course, kesa sa labas, lalabas yan, ganyan yan. Kanya kung mas malaging malakas ng malakas ang pasok niya, marami kayong savings. And that is where you'll be able to have an investment. Nakakapag-invest. That's where expansion will follow. So same principle in your personal financial management. You only spend what you earn. Don't spend more than what you earn. And you have to make sure that you had to invest on your savings. So, importante yan. Otherwise, kanya pinaplag ang loopholes na yan, yung mga wastages na yan. And then you control. Kung may gate valve dito, you really control. Okay, so that's a simple illustration on financial management control. And now, we now go to what is control. What do you think control is all about? Okay, Jing, what do you think control is?
You know when to have and want to have enough, and then beyond it, you have to make sure that what you're doing is right and not more than enough with what you have.
Okay. So when you talk of control, that means you steer a certain area, like for example, controlling a car. Okay, you have two things in a car. Okay, two things in a car that should be in terms of control instrument. That is a mandatory: the brake and the steering wheel. Okay, yung clutch pwede pang mawala yan eh. So the steering wheel is where you will manage where to go, and the brake is when you are going to stop, and the accelerator is when you go to. So you control. That means you have a clear grasp of what you want things to happen. Okay, so you just imagine a car without a brake and a clutch and an accelerator. So imagine nyo yan. Pag walang preno yan, the car will go straight and there will be a lot of accidents. Diba? Pareho rin yan ng company or financial management. Pag walang preno ang paggastos, katulad dati nung bago si Pastor Nixon, malati pa yon. Negative. Okay. Kasi walang control. Okay? Parang coaching dire-diretso lang yan. Okay? And at the end of the day, okay nga, sarap, dire-diretso, walang preno eh. But at the end of the day, disaster will happen. Again, another illustration, a thermostat. Okay? So in an air conditioner, what does it do? Diba? It control the room temperature. If the thermostat senses that it is already warm, then it will activate the motor to run. para lalamig ulit. Pagka sobra naman yung lamig, papahintuin naman niya. So, what does this thermostat do? It saves a lot of electricity because the moment you set the time, mag-aano siya, mag-a-adjust siya accordingly. Okay, so, and then a faucet without a gate valve, tulo lang ng tulo yan. And that's why you have to check your faucet because a leak, ang mahal pa naman ngayon ng per cubic meter ng Maynila at saka Manila water. So pag tulo ng tulo yan, so there is a wastage. So why then control is important? So I had already emphasized that. So does it mean when you institute control, you don't trust a person? Pero yun yung kadalasan nararamdaman ng mga, sa totoo lang, okay? Pag nag-institute ng control, born again naman na kami, ah. Ito yung mga naririnig ko. Born again naman kami, bakit kailangan pa yan? Christian naman ako, ah. Wala bang tiwala sa akin? Okay, so yun yung problema. But that is not the reason why control. We have to set up policies and procedures, as Pastor Nixon said, that every time that there will be question, he goes back to the policies because it guides, okay? So control in business results in increased efficiency. You safeguard and preserve assets, katulad kanina nung naano natin. There will be better decision making, as Pastor Nixon is saying. And there will be increase in productivity because you already know what to do. If there are policies and procedures and guidance, ano yan, automatic, you do it. Okay, hindi na kayo tuturuan pa because there will always be a pattern. And then it promotes trust and confidence. Pag mayroong internal control, mas lalong napopromote yung pagtitiwala. And of course, you become a better stewards of God's resources. So, like in Proverbs 25:28, it says, like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. It is the same is true if you change man into a company who lacks financial control. So, walang mangyayari, walang patutunguhan, okay? So when there is no control, there is an increase in temptation to commit fraud. Studies show that 90% of fraud is committed by those in a position of trust. Yung pinagkakatiwalaan, 90%. Okay, because they are in a position to commit. Okay? So we had a lot of experiences. Meron pa diyan, meron akong kliyente, inaanak pa niya sa kasal. Kinuhaan siya ng 2 million kasi pinagtitiwalaan niya. Yung isang eskwelahan, pinagtitiwalaan niya yung kahera, ngayon. And then in other churches, the church is not exempted. Okay? Those that counts the money, okay? Opening the envelope, without the control mechanism, ang laki ng temptation. Especially when the person that is doing it is in dire need. Okay? Kanya, mas maganda na yung may control, napipigilan. Okay? Napipigilan yung temptation. So, if there is no control, there will be inefficiencies. So, maraming inefficiencies dyan. And of course, business closure. Or, kung sa church yan, mahihirapan mag-survive yung church. Okay. Now, let's go to segregation of duties. Now, there are three basic functions that has to be segregated. When you talk of custodianship, yan yung nakakahera ka, o kaya ikaw yung humahawak ng mga supplies, o kaya ikaw yung in charge sa fixed asset. Ito mga ganyan, mga equipment. Recording naman pertains to accounting. Nire-record mo yung nandun yung pera nung kahera, kung ilan stocks nang nandyan sa sa warehouse kung saan-saan naka-assign yung mga equipment. And of course, yung authorization or execution. Siya naman yung mga nag-a-approve para bibili. So kailangan hindi yan vested in one person. Kailangan different persons yan. Otherwise, there will be conflict. Kasi kung ako na yung bumibili, ako pa yung tatanggap, eh pwedeng bumili ako, tinanggap ko, hindi ko naman dinala o kaya pinadeliver ko sa bahay ko. There are a lot. Especially during construction time, meron na naman kayong building, assuming, ito yung mga nangyayari. The purchaser, since controls the receiving, will instruct, ito, actual to, yung may construction sa isang eskwelahan. So, ang gagawin niya, ang gagawa ng PO, dahil sila, tauhan niya yung nagre-receive din, o siya mismo allowed mag-receive, pinadideliver niya yung mga ano, sinabayan niya ng construction yung bahay niya. So, pinadideliver niya yung order. Eh, kung malakihan, if you're talking of 200 million, 300 million, eh, yung mga tagpa 500,000 delivery, hindi mo mapapansin yun. So, dinideliver doon. So, yan yung danger ng ikaw yung bumibili at ikaw pa rin yung tatanggap. Okay? So, next. So, just to give you an example in terms of payment processing. Okay? So, ito yung mga ginagawa ng accounting. Okay? Na when they process payment. And that's why wag kayong magagalit. Ang dami naman documentation nito. Ano ba to? Talaga bang manantiwala na? But it is a requirement in terms of control. Just to make sure that the transaction really occurred. Yun ang importante kasi pag nagbabayad, that the transaction really occurred, that the services are really performed, or the goods are really received by the church or by the company. Yun yung importante. Kasi pwedeng may transaction, pero yung services pinerform dun sa bahay nung officer o kaya yung dinilibre sa iba. So ito yan, authorization. So like for example, in payment processing, that means you buy goods or service. So there is an authorization or approval of purchase order. Whoever is the one in charge of approving, if a senior pastor has the authority to approve the PO, yan ang titignan na pirma ng accounting. Execution is just the act of delivery, of sending the PO or actual ordering. Then the receipts of goods and services. That is the preparation of the receiving reports, signing of the delivery receipts or the sales invoice. So kanyayang hinahanap lagi ng accounting. Then of course, once this is done, this will be recorded. Preparation of the check vouchers. So, nakagagawan ngayon ng ano yan, ng check voucher. Okay? And then, there will be an independent check. Titignan lahat ng accounting yan. Bubusisiin yung tama ba yung PO, tama ba yung sumunod ba. Kasi, kung may canvassing process kayo, titignan ng accounting. Asan yung canvas sheet nito? Talaga bang mura to? Yung quality ba niyan na nasunod? Okay? So, sa receiving report, titignan na yung pirma niyan. Nandun ba yan? And so on. So, titignan yan. All the details, that's the time. After doing all of those things, tsaka palang gagawa ng cheque yon. Tapos, dadaan pa ulit. So, medyo maraming, ano, especially in a big organization like this, marami talaga siyang dadaanan. And you have to understand. Okay? Next. So, ayan, mga, sa purchase order, for example, what's the implication nitong accountable forms na to? Pag pirma dun sa, pag approve sa purchase order, inaaprubahan dyan kung saan bibili, yung quality nung binibili, complete kasi yun with description, inaaprubahan din yan yung presyo, inaaprubahan yun yung terms of payment, at inaaprubahan din kung kailan i-deliver, yung delivery commitment date. So, if you look at the forms, all columns there are really very important. So, hindi nyo lang basta you just set aside or just, kumbaga sa ano, babaliwalain ninyo. Same is true with the receiving report. Yan naman yung pagtanggap. Pag tinanggap niya, pag pinirmahan niya, na nireceive niya, that means tama yung quantity, yung quality na as described in the PO, nagmamatch yan, at yung presyo, nagpapareho yan. Okay? And the check voucher. Pagdating sa check voucher naman, pag-approve ng kung sino yung authority ron, kumpleto yan. Kung sino yung babayaran, yung payee, tapos yung amount na babayaran, tama yan sa terms and condition, pati yung account charging niyan, yung accounting entry, kasama yon sa pag-approve. So kanya, pag tinignan nyo yung check voucher, tingnan ninyo, ang daming dinadaanan. Prepared by, checked by, audited by, noted, approved. Ang daming dinaanan. Okay. So, kanya, hindi nyo masisisi. Okay. Dahil pag ino-audit sila, eh, mare-report. Kasi pag nag-meeting kami sa board, lalabas doon yun. Okay. Next. So when you talk of conflict of interest, eto yan, buying from your own company, of course, ikaw na ngayon yung mamimili kung saan bibili, eh, di siyempre may conflict of interest. So you cannot approve your own or immediate family's documents or transaction, okay? Or checking your own work. Katulad kanina, sinabi ko, yung conflict ng position is, ikaw yung bumili, ikaw pa rin yung tatanggap, okay? And then should be reviewed and authorized by an independent person at an appropriate authority level. So, pag conflict of interest, ang iniiwasan doon, yung bias. Yung bias, okay? Kanya, titingnan natin, our Chief Justice is being impeached. If you look at it, there is a prima facie evidence that there are a lot of conflict of interest na nakikita sa kanya. Kanya, naka-expose siya. So, mas maganda, iwasan na ngayon. So, hindi ka na aabot sa ganun situation. Next. Now, budgeting basic. Okay, the use of the budget, this was discussed by Pastor Nixon, papasadahan lang natin. So, ito lang yung, ano, yung sa concept niya. Budgets provide benchmarks against which to compare actual results and develop corrective measure. Budget niyo actual budget 10 pesos or 100 pesos to purchase ABC. Actual 105. Good or bad? Bad. Di meron kayong benchmark. Kita agad. Okay. Budget gives authorized officers pre-approval for execution and spending plans. So since approved na yan, hindi na kayo pupunta sa finance. Pwede ba akong bumili nito? Since approved na yan, part of the budget, you just execute for as long as nakatama siya dun sa line item. Depending ngayon sa policy ninyo, kung pwede kayong mag-reallocate o realign ng line item, pwede ba yun sa inyo? Sobra dito, pwedeng ilipat ba rito yung sobra o bawal kayong mag-realign ng line item? So, depends on the policy. Okay? So, it avoids overspending. Actually, yung pinakamahirap sa budgeting process is yung monitoring. Sobra na ba yung naibigay, nagagastos doon? So, yung monitoring process niyan, yung pag-check, kanya importante, nagli-liquidate kayo agad. Kasi kung hindi kayo magli-liquidate, hindi nila mamomonitor kung sobra na yung ginagastos nyo doon. So, kanya sa monitoring side, kailangan yun. Okay? Kasi hamya sobra na. Eh nandun, pag hindi kasi na-liquidate, nandun pa siya sa advances. Naka-asset pa. Eh hamya nung ni-liquidate, sobra-sobra na. Ah, mapapagalitan yung budget officer. Okay. So helps define whether the event has been successful or not. Of course, makikita natin yan. Yung, kunyari, gumastos kayo ng sobra-sobrang ano, tapos ang pangit. Pero ginastosan ninyo, sobra. Di ba? Successful ba? Hindi nagmamatch yung gastos sa resulta. Okay? So, kanya makikita. Oh, sobra yung budget mo sa susunod. 10% na lang yan. So, handles event in an orderly and organized manner. So, ma-organize yan kasi meron kayong sinusundan ng pattern eh. Kahit sa personal ninyo, mas magandang meron kayo. And then, it helps avoid or minimize shortage of fun. Kasi nga, disiplinado, controlled. Next. So, importance of budgeting, of course, so it defines your goals and objectives. Hindi kayo makakagawa ng budget nang wala kayong goals and objective. Kasi yun ang susundan ninyo eh. With that goals and objective, it follows ngayon yung activities ninyo. Promotes analysis and a focus on the future. You analyze, you have your plan, and then you have your actual. It motivates employees. May budget ako. Kargado ako ngayon. Now, I can work on my project. Kasi committed na ang management for this project. That's why they approved the budget. So, motivated kayo ngayon. Okay. Pero pwede rin ma-demotivate. Kinuripot yung budget ko. Pero, I will tell you, yung prinsipyo, too much is given, much is required. He who is faithful on small things will be entrusted of bigger things. Kanya kinuripot kayo ng budget kasi hindi kayo faithful on small things. Kanya hindi pa pwede ng bigger things. Okay? Provides a basis for evaluating performance. Of course, so, ano yan, makikita naman eh, since meron kayong goals and objective, madi-define nyo na yan. Coordinates business activities, siyempre, since you have an approved budget, it's a lot easier in the coordination. Planchado na yung plans and programs eh. And then, communicates plans and instructions. Okay, next. So the budget is an essential tool to translate general plans into specific action-oriented goals and objectives. By adhering to the budgetary guidelines, I'm sure you have, okay? The expectation is that identified goals and objectives can be fulfilled. So yan yung, I'm sure, kitang-kita nyo yan because you're exercising this one. Next. When things don't go as planned, the budget is the tool that provides a mechanism for identifying and focusing on departures from the plan. Okay? The budget provides the benchmarks against which to judge success or failure in reaching goals and objectives and facilitates timely corrective measures. So kung meron kayong programa, habang umaandar yan, makikita ninyo kung, dahil nga may plano eh. So you have a basis whether to make some adjustments, to turn right or to turn left, to stop or to continue. Okay. It can be instrumental in identifying constraints and bottlenecks. Knowledge of the problem is the first step to resolving or avoiding them. So of course, so habang umaandar kayo, makakaengkwentro kayo ng problema. Okay? Or even in the planning side, you'll be able to anticipate problems. So, it helps. So, in summary, the budget is a necessary and defining instrument for successful operation of most organizations. As a result, the budget should be taken seriously, okay? And great care should be given to its construction. I think this is what was discussed by Pastor Nixon. Yung pagsabi niya. And then, of course, some of the estimation. Ito na yung paggagawa niya ng plano. Okay. Budget estimate should be given careful consideration. They should have a basis in reason and logically be expected to occur. Okay. Haphazardness should be replaced by study and statistical evaluation of historical information. So that means when you prepare budget, you study the past. You study the pattern. Okay. As this provides a good starting point for predictions, changing economic condition and trends need to be carefully evaluated. Dati, busog na kayo sa isang burger machine, hamburger, ganyang kalaki. Ngayon, lumiit na. Ganong kalaki na lang yung hamburger. So dalawa na ngayon ang kailangan nyo. Parehong presyo, pero dati isa lang ang kakainin nyo. Dati, say 50 pesos yon, ganyang kalaki. Isa lang kailangan. Pero ngayon, 50 pesos pa rin, ganito kalaki. Dalawa na ang kakainin nyo. So in short, pag nag-budget kayo, hindi na pwedeng isa, dalawa na. Dahil ang mahal. So ang gasolina ngayon, nasa almost 60 pesos na. Okay. So I think that's all. Thank you nga ba ang nakausap. So if you have if you have any question, so any question na practical or actual situation ninyo na gusto nyong iklaro or some difficulties, I'm here to give my 2 cents worth.
Sir Mon, I actually have a question. I posted it to sila Carol and Ade. I didn't get to tell you yet, G, about this, but because we're a Doni organization po, di ba? Pero di ba, in renewal yung PCNC namin sa Every Nation, Real Life currently has it. Victory, I don't think we've ever attempted to register it as a Doni.
Victory, you have. Ah. During the time of Pastor Joe.
Ah, okay.
Because there might be someone who will give donations sa'yo. 100,000, 1 million. So I also helped them, assisted them. Mismo the church, PCNC accredited din yan. So okay. You have to renew kung hindi pa.
Okay. So the question kasi is, well, we're trying to get some resource speakers. And one of the resource speakers we were trying to get for another activity had an interesting idea. Sabi niya kasi, we normally think of honorariums kasi they're professionals. They charge a regular fee for the things that they do. One of the recommendations was, in lieu of honorarium, kasi hindi naman na talaga namin kaya bayaran yung regular fees nila. Sabi niya, would you be open to the idea of a donation certificate? Which in theory was, because his experience was, he worked in another, he was hired as a consultant by another nonprofit organization. And what they provided him was, for the time rendered, they released him a donation certificate. What would have been his equivalent fee for the amount of time that he gave was released as a donation. His time rendered, the fee that he gave was registered to him as, kumbaga, we received this amount from him in terms of monetary. But really, what it was is his amount of time, yung trinabaho niyang oras, quinenta in money amount, and it was released as a donation certificate. When his time came, when his professional fees, when he was doing his own personal audit and he was filing his taxes, that was in there. And BIR daw recognized it as donation. So it was removed from his tax deduction. It was deducted from his tax as a donor tax. I forget what the term is, but sa na income tax na bawasan because of the donation. So he was asking me if we are able to do that. So I brought it up to Ade last week, and sabi niya he'll bring it up with you since you're here. Tatanong ka na rin. Thank you.
So there are two kinds of entity that is subject to that is covered by the donation. Now, non-stock non-profit organizations, specifically for charity purposes or scientific purposes, okay. The schools, non-stock non-profit schools, once you donate to that school, it is 100% tax deductible from income tax. But a church, okay, donation to Victory Church is subject to certain limitation. If you are an individual and you have a business, okay, when you donate to a church, the deduction is limited to 5% of your net taxable income. For example, nag-donate kayo ng 100,000, okay? Ang net income ninyo, kunyari, is 500,000, okay? Ang pwede lang ma-deduct na donation doon is 5% of 500,000, which is about 25,000. So kung donation nyo 100, 25 lang ang pwedeng i-deduct for income tax purposes. Pero yung mga individual income receiving compensation, miski mag-donate kayo ng mag-donate, hindi niyo ma-deduct kasi you are taxed based on gross. Pag corporation naman na nag-donate, 10% of net taxable income ang limit. That's why ang DONI institution natin is the non-stock, non-profit educational institution. So, plus pagka nagdo-donate kayo kasi may donor section. So that's why if you don't hold DONI institution certificate, lahat ng donation na ibibigay sa inyo is subject to donor stocks. Okay. So, macha-charge ka. That's why it is important, even for BCF. Baka mamaya, eh, although hindi naman kayo ginugulo ng BIR, kasi church, natatakot din sila, baka mapunta sila sa impyerno. Totoo yun, kaya very few churches are being checked by the BIR. Kasi ayaw rin nilang anuhin. So, except I think kayo yata na check on the withholding taxes. But very, very few. Okay. So, baka machempohan kayo biglang. Ang pagbabayarin yan, yung recipient. Although ang hahabulin, kanya lang sasabihin nung, ang hahabulin, yung donor. Kanya lang sasabihin nung donor, nagbigay na nga ako, padadagdagan mo pa yung gastos ko. Siyempre, kung ikaw ang recipient, eh, ibabayaran mo na in behalf of the donor. Otherwise, pag kinalaban mo yung donor mo, hindi na magdo-donate ulit yun. Anyway, any other question? Actual problem ninyo, yung conflict. Yung mga conflict ninyo sa ano para maliwanagan.
May question lang kasi a couple of months ago, somebody not really donated but gave tithes and offering. And after she gave tithes and offering, she was asking us for an official receipt. And pinapangalan namin dun sa name ng company niya. So, ano po yung take niyo dun?
So, pinangalan niya yung
official receipt, nakapangalan po dun sa company ng person. Pero she's been giving tithes for quite some time. I think for 7 or 8 months.
Baka ano yun, mayroon siyang tax ano. Kasi every company, they have some tax shelter. Okay? So that means they'll be given certain allowance which has to be covered by receipts. Okay? So since he is donating, so ang lumalabas nun, he is donating in behalf of, whether it is legal, yes. So now the question of whether it is moral. So meron kasi mga ganun, mga tax breaks. So that's why the only thing that I can say is that he's using that receipt for purposes of liquidation as a form of a reimbursement as his, so that it will not be taxable. So it's a form of a tax shelter. It depends on your arrangement with the company. So if the company says that you can spend all of this in his, now whether you're fulfilling the tithes and offering, or not the offering, okay, the offering can be covered. Whether you're fulfilling the tithes, or it's really a question, it's between you and, kasi pwedeng yung buong allowance mo na yon, yun yung pambayad mo ng tithes. So that, yun nga, kanya lang yun nga, you don't pay the tax along that line. So it's a thin line, it's between you and the Lord. Okay. Yeah, I think the example here is that the person is personally giving, and then at the end of the day, instead of the receipt in the name of the person, pinalagay niya sa pangalan ng company. But it's a different story when the corporation or the company is the one giving the donation. Direct yun eh. Now, the issue here is, ako yung nagdo-donate, tapos, may akong resibo, palagay mo nga dito sa ABXYZ company. So, So yun yung tama ba ako sa interpretation? No? So yun yung situation.
What if you have some companies or individuals who own who supplies materials, diba? Whether they supply aircon or something, and they would like to donate part of it. How do you value it now? Do you value it according to their selling price, to the cost of goods, or?
You value it at the fair market value.
You value it?
Yes, kasi kung may pera ka, bibilin mo rin siya at the retail price, eh. At the selling price. Yes.
And kung services naman, kunyado, their service is, kunyado consultant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their service is 100,000 up, usually. But for your, for, you know, they give it 50,000. So, do you credit the other 50,000 as a donation?
Services kasi is relative. So it all depends on the So services is really relative. Okay. That's why you really have to look into the range, because you can easily say I am worth 100,000. But there are other comparable professional that can do the service at 40,000. Okay? It's basically of the same quality. Now, it's in services kasi, there's also a branding. Okay? The name. But they're a comparable service. So there's no point of putting an additional value. Okay. Actually, because if they ask for that, what will happen is if I am the professional, if I was paid 50, I'll just take it as 50, okay? Because if I will take it as 100, I'll have to report the entire 100 as my gross income, and then I will put the certificate there, 50,000 as a deduction. So for me as a professional, to simplify, I'll just record my fee at the amount that you paid me. Maybe just for purposes of recognition, I just give you a discount. So there's no, and then you inflate the value of your asset, pagka ganun. Lumalaki yung value ng asset rather than the real value. So we have to look into all of this also. But if you insist and yun talaga ang cost niya, okay. So since he say you really wanted yung services niya, then you just kung talagang you wanted and ang talagang price niya is 100,000 and you want the brand of the service and then he asks you, then there's nothing wrong with issuing the, for as long as the contract states that it is 100,000. You execute a contract that it is 100,000 and that 50,000 is donation and 50 is for cash. Any other question? Yung mga practical problems ninyo, saan kayo nahihirapan? Ito yung sa audit namin, babanggitin ko na habang wala kayong ano, madalas naming nakikita, okay? Sino yung mga petty cash custodian dito? Yung mahawak ng petty cash, okay? Karaniwang problema, pinaghahalo yung personal money at saka yung official. So it's really a no-no. So may mga instances na pagka nag-conduct kami ng cash count, kinocombine. Tapos hanggat maaari, huwag kayong mag-aabono. Okay? Pagka nag-aabono kasi, akala ninyo you're doing favor. When you are advancing in behalf of the company, it only means that you are inefficient in replenishing. Kasi naubusan kayo ng pera eh. Kaya ako, kung ako ang mag-evaluate, imbis na matutuwa ako nag-advance, minus kasi hindi kayo nagre-replenish on time. Yun yung implication noon. Okay? So, hindi siya, another thing, okay? Another thing, pagka kinash count kayo, hindi ko mo overage, okay? Hindi ko mo overage, okay. Normally, pag nagpa-cash count ako, pag may overage, pinaririsibuhan ko. Because ang rule is that the money in the petty cash is official. So lahat ng pera na nando, nabibilangin sa kumpanya yon. Kaya pag sobra yon sa kumpanya yon. So padideposito yon, OOR-an yon. Okay? Why? Kasi ang dami namin experience. Simple lang yan. Biglang surprise cash count. Okay, dadating kami. Surprise cash count. Eh, may mga disbursements siya na hindi niya pa napareceive. Okay, wala pang petty cash. Nauna yung mga ano, kasi nga, hindi niya alam kung magkano yon. So, maglalabas ng pera yon. Titingnan, kukuha ng pera sa ano, sa personal niya, isahalo niya doon para, hindi niya kasi alam total kung maso-short siya eh. So, ang akala niya kasi na pagka sobra, eh, positive. Kaya lalagay niya ngayon yung pera doon para mapaktakpan yung shortage. Kaya pag binilang, umo-over. Pero ang totoo talaga noon, short kasi talagang dahil nga meron mga dinisburse na hindi niya matandaan kung sino pa yung ano, hindi pa, wala pa doon. Kaya hindi pwedeng mag-mingle. Yun yung ano ron, yun yung implication. Tapos, situation. Pag nag-audit kami, kulang-kulang yung mga supporting papers. So, nawawala. Pag nawawala, ibig sabihin, hindi magaling mag-file. Okay? Hindi magaling mag-stapler lang. Very simple. That's why it is important. Ang rule for efficiency, pag may transaction, gawin na agad. Huwag nang itambak. Kasi ang tendency ng Pilipino, procrastinate. Mamaya na lang. Tapos mamaya may dumating. Mamaya na lang. May dumating, mamaya na lang. Saka mamaya, ang dami na. Tinatamad na, tagal nang gawin. Eh, samantalang kung tinanggap, ginawa, it's just about 5 to 10 seconds if you do it at the time that the transaction occurred. Mabilis. So, hindi na kami maghahanap. Eh, minsan pa, napakaswerte naman namin, hindi mag-audit. Kung kano yung nawawala, yun yung natsitsempohan. Yun yung natsitsempohan. So, filing system ninyo, and pagka mahina ang filing system, inefficient pati. Kasi yung oras na lang ng paghahanap, imagine mo, Pastor Nixon may hinahanap na papeles, kailangan niya na. 10 minutes, hindi dumadating. So, 10 minutes nag-aantay si Pastor Nixon doon. Diba? So, ikaw rin, tsaka yung nagkailangan, nawe-waste yung oras. Kaya importante, and then, of course, yung liquidation, laging meron kaming findings doon na de-delay. So, yun na importanteng, ano, I think yun yung laging meron kayong friction, eh, no? Yung sa liquidation. Tsaka yung supporting papers ng liquidation. So, eh, minsan, ang daming question, I don't know, in your case. Pero pagka ako, kahit naka-close ko yan, kahit na tiwala dyan, talagang i-scrutinize ko yun. Katakot-takot na tanong. The reason why it is being done, so that you will think twice bago gagawa ng something wrong. Mag-iisip ka, ginagawa, chine-check, tinatanong. So, preventive yung situation. Kasi marami dyan eh. May mga situation na sa mga replenishment ng petty cash, makikita mong ganun. Toll fee. Okay, toll fee. In just a matter of minutes, lumabas siya dun sa same toll gate na yon. So ano ibig sabihin nun? Ang apulot siya ng resibo dun. So yung mga ganun, napaka ganun simpleng bagay. So minsan pagka tinotopa ka kung ano, that pagka normally titingnan ko lang na ganun, okay, then approve. Pero may time na magbubulaklat ako ng ganun, nag-check ako. So pag feeling kong ganun, imagine mo toll fee na ano, eh titingnan kong, so it just caught my attention. Imagine mo, isang minuto lang ang pagitan do sa same toll, ano. So what do you think? Tapos yung isa naman, nasa Bulacan, ang gasoline receipt niya, nasa Cavite. Eh yung supposed to be nasa Bulacan siya, nandun siya. Pero yung date, yung mga ganun ba? So kung hindi checkin yun, hindi gagawin ng gagampanan ng accounting yun. Imagine mo yun, yung kaninang drum, ang daming butas nun. At the same time, you are encouraging the person to do it over and over and over again. Hanggang palaki ng palaki. Yung mga kumukuha ng mga milyon, nag-umpisa yun sa pakonti-konti. Kumuha ng 50 pesos, susoli ko rin kasi kailangan ko lang ibabalik ko. So binalik, hindi nakita. The next time around, kumuha ng 100. Hindi agad na ibalik. Mga 3 days bago na ibalik. Binalik din. The next time around, hindi nakita eh. So kumuha na 1,000. 1 week, hindi niya ibinalik. After 1 week, binalik. Aba, hindi rin nakita. Sumunod na 10,000, hindi na ibinalik. So hindi nakita. Dinagdagan na naman sa hanggang palaki ng palaki. So it's just a culture before you know it. And that's why internal control has to be there. And you have to fully understand where finance is coming from para hindi sasama ang loob ninyo. And those policies and procedures has to be there. Every policies and procedures laid down had meaning, had basis, had a purpose. Bawat policies and procedures na yan. And that's why, tama yung sinabi ni Pastor Nixon, obey first, and then go to the point of view nung financial controller. Then may intindihan ninyo. Hindi sasama loob. Pagka tinanong kayo, clarification lang yun. Hindi yun question on your integrity. So minsan, pride kasi yun pagka tinanong kayo at nagre-react. It's a pride. It's really a pride. It's really not a question of integrity. It's really a clarification. It's also part and parcel of the internal control mechanism. Okay. Any other question?
With regards to control, I was thinking more of the process, like, for example, yung sa transportation, like minimum and maximum. Is there a way for us to know yung standard in other companies? Like for us, kasi we're just trying to determine some of the policies and standards. Is there a way like we can compare, like sa transportation? Kasi sometimes coming from U-Belt, for example, coming here, how do we determine like the minimum to maximum so that we're thinking we're not doing it like, for example, some instead of taxi, we have a gasoline allowance. Is there a way that we can control helping us out in standardizing or making it across the board that we're coming from? Sample lang po yun.
Usually, those areas, it depends on the positions. So that's why you have to define who are allowed to have a taxi fare, who are allowed to just use the aircon bus or whatever. In our office, sa umpisa pa lang, dun pa lang sa orientation namin, I really emphasize on honesty. Okay, because this is really a question of individual honesty. I always tell my staff, especially mga newly graduate yon, that honesty is tested on a day-to-day basis, on the smallest, minutest item. And one example is the reimbursement of expenses. If you did not write the taxi and you are charging a taxi, even though you are allowed, then you are not honest because you are reimbursing something that you are did not spend. So, small things. Pwede naman kami, allowed naman eh. Nagpakahirap nga kami. But it's not a question of nagpakahirap kang sumakay ka ng jeep o bus. It's a question of the motive of your heart. Nagsinungaling ka ba? Ano ba yung ginawa mo? So, dapat mag-taxi ka na lang, hindi ka pa nagsinungaling. So, it's really a question of ano. Now, since hindi natin kabisado nga, so we just have to lay down a certain standard. Okay. So, para mawala na ngayon yung leeway niya, okay? Kung magsisinungaling pa siya ng petty lies or ano. So, mag-standardize na lang kayo. From, say, usual, yung usual ninyo na pinupuntahan, standardize na lang niya yan. Okay. For this position, bus yan. O, ito ngayon ang ano niyan. Kung saan-saan ka nag-detour dyan, bahala ka na. Kung sumobra, kung nakatipid ka, okay ka na. So, we'll just close our eyes kasi yan na yung willing to spend. Kung nag-taxi ka, sumobra yung bayad mo sa taxi dahil na-traffic ka, we're sorry. Pero kung nag-bus ka lang at nakatipid ka dahil you're allowed taxi, yan na yung allowance mo. So, that can be done also. But this requires a careful study. Yung benchmarking nito, we really based on your actual experiences.